Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have all had those celebrity crushes. Those individuals that when we were young people and even adults, we looked up to and we were like, man, I am just enamored with this person. I am a fan. You feel like, my goodness, if I had one shot. Like women do this all the time. They have this, I've seen them talk about this, right? Like on social media, and it's been around. I'm sure that maybe Chris even has this with his wife. But they say there's that short list of, if you had one shot.
Oh, your hall pass.
Yeah, your hall pass. You guys know what I'm talking about. Your hall pass. Like, you know that this will never happen, but what if,
just in case,
you had an opportunity to strike gold with this celebrity, this famous person, who is your hall pass, right? Like, I've heard about that. I've never been married, but I've heard about that from people for years. Who is your hall pass? You know, for some women, it's been Keith Urban. For some women, it's been Usher.
Apparently her. You know, never mind.
Maybe it's just, I don't know. Does it work the same for guys, too?
I don't know. I've never had a hall pass.
Only reason why, I'm asking, and people can weigh in on the text on or call in at 651-461-9226. I've heard women in the girl talk, like, they'll talk about this stuff, right? Men don't openly talk like this, where they say, yeah, my hall pass is, you know, this person.
Well, I think they do, but it's just, it's kind of one of those passing.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, I think it's just, if you bring it up, you kind of talk about it, and then it's just a topic. Like, I don't think there's any juice behind it.
All right, so I'm bringing this up because I do wonder, who are some of the people out there amongst our listening audience you view as like your dream date? Because Robert Horry, the 7-time champion, NBA champion, former Laker, Rocket, whatever, San Antonio Spurs player, he recalled a time where he got a phone call from essentially his dream date. So one night, Robert Horry, his phone rings and he picks it up. He says it's from an unknown number. He picks it up. He's like, who is this? I pick it up, and she says, hey, Robert, how are you? He says, I'm like, who is this? This is Salma. I'm like, who is playing on my bleeping phone? Who is this? She says, this is Salma Hayek. And I guess he had a crush on Salma Hayek, of which what man in the world that knows about Selma Hayek has never had a crush on Selma Hayek. Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, of course, you're going to have a crush. And so he recalled that the Lakers chiropractor at the time knew her, and he was so eager to meet her. So he ends up getting this call, okay? He started getting annoyed in all this stuff.
Okay.
Not believing it's actually her.
Yeah.
She says, oh, we were in the apartment having a good time. I love the way you play. You know, we should get together sometime. I'm like, yes. Then she's like, yeah, you know, I have a movie called Frida coming out. I'd love for you to come to the premiere. Or he continued, I'm like, are you asking me to be your date? Just when he thought that he had a shot, she says, then she's just talking. She says, hold on, Edward wants to talk to you, as in Edward Norton, right? Mm-hmm. And so then he's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this. That's who she's dating, right? So it became a little bit uncomfortable, but that was Robert Horry's, like, that's who he wanted to see.
Man, another reason why they call him Big Shot Bob.
I know, right? He took a shot. Who is – so let's – I'm going to put together my top three.
Okay.
And then I want to hear from people out there who their top three would be or who your top person would be. 651-461-9226. And I want you to come up with your three, okay? So we'll go around the horn with this, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you, like, I'll go with one, then you go with one, then you'll come back to me, we'll look at the text line, we'll do it that way.
Okay.
At the top of my list, and it's not even close, Nia Long is my forever crush. Nia Long, the actress, is... I'll die for Nia Long.
Hmm.
Like she's all that in the bag of chips. My favorite movie in the world ever, Love Jones. She was the star actress in that movie. Okay? I have forever loved Nia Long. She was in Friday. She's been in numerous movies, but Nia Long is at the top of the list. And by the way, for those out there that are curious about who Nia Long is, and you feel like you've heard her name outside of being an actress, she is the ex of the current Houston Rockets head coach, who at the time was the head coach of the Boston Celtics when he had the sex scandal with the Boston Celtics, and he eventually got fired from the Boston Celtics. That is who fathered her son. So, Udoka, that is her ex.
Okay.
That was like her fiance. But anyway.
Okay.
But Nia Long is my forever crush.
I would say number one, I would have to say Kristen Bell.
Ooh, great one.
She's just got this very humble personality to her, and she doesn't take herself too seriously. She's a fantastic actress. My wife knows I'm a big fan of hers. But I love her attitude. I love her personality. Couples Retreat with Jason Bateman was good. Forgetting Sarah Marshall with Jason Segal was fantastic. So I like her vibe. So I would have to say Kristen Bell would be my number one.
All right, Kristen Bell is your number one. I'm going to give you my number two after Nia Long.
Okay.
I love Lucy Liu.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Can't argue with that.
She is stunning. She is unbelievable. I've hit some home runs in my day.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that I have outkicked my coverage before.
Oh boy, look at you.
I have had, you know, a few former athletes, NFL players and NBA players that are like, mm-hmm. What? You're dating her? How did that happen? I'm like,
were they jealous? Were they jelly?
I don't really know. But I have never dated an Asian woman.
I have not
you?
Either.
I haven't.
No, I have not.
I And it's not because I didn't want, I've never wanted to. I date every, you know, I would date any woman out there. Any doesn't race, matter what their race is.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, unfortunately, I've never dated. I've been on a date with one.
Yeah.
But it didn't go anywhere.
But it just never, yeah, never went anywhere.
Well, nah, she was too smart for me.
She's too,
she was like, I wasn't on her level.
How could she be too smart for you?
She was.
All right. My second one is going to be Anna Kendrick.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and another one that I just feel's got a fun vibe. She comes off as just very, very sarcastic, very snarky, uberly, uberly talented. Of course, you know, she was in the Pitch Perfect series. She was also in, I think, Trolls is probably another one that people know, where she played Poppy. So I would say Anna Kendrick, yeah. And I think that's, you know, partially one because of my wife, because my wife loves the Pitch Perfect series as well. Like she, I mean, anytime that's on, like she has to watch. And yeah, there's just something about her vibe too that I dig. So yeah, I'm looking for somebody that I think could be entertaining and could be loose and you just have a good time. You know what I mean? Just somebody that doesn't take anything too seriously. You know, nobody that's high maintenance. I've never, ever been somebody who's like, oh, I got to be with somebody high maintenance. Like my wife right now, she's so low maintenance. And I love it because it's just, we've got a very, contrary to what people might think, we've got a very relaxed atmosphere around our house. And I just, I enjoy that. I enjoy the nice kind of, hey, let's just go with the flow and have a good time. And, you know, you're people, I'm people, we're all people.
All right, so the text line, we've got Cheryl Teagues.
Okay.
Cheryl Teagues is stunning. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you somebody when I was growing up who just, and she's still beautiful to this day, is Brooke Shields.
Oh, yes.
Brooke Shields is amazing. Now, somebody from the text line mentions a couple of names that I agree with. Shakira is stunning. Now, Hannah... How do you pronounce the last name? Is it Waddingham?
Waddingham, yes. She was in Ted Lasso.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she was Rebecca in Ted Lasso. Absolutely. Although I didn't like the story that they were kind of getting together, but yeah, she's fantastic and she's tall. Like she's not Bridget Nielsen, but I mean she's really good, really uber talented.
All right, so I'm gonna give you a third.
Okay.
And so full transparency here, the third one I'm going to give you, you're going to be like, hold on, she's much older than you, mm-hmm. Blake. And she is.
Helen Mirren?
But I've always been into older women, number one. And this person is directly tied to, let's say, puberty. In 1984, for the first time, at the age of, I think I was 10,
mm-hmm.
10 or 11, I saw a movie. It's called Hot Dog, the movie. And it was one of those late night Skinamax flicks.
Oh, yes.
And from that point on, I was hooked on Shannon Tweed.
Got the need for Tweed.
Shannon Tweed, unbelievable. You guys know Shannon Tweed from Night Eyes 2 fame. Shannon Tweed from Indecent Behavior fame. Shannon Tweed from Cold Sweat. Shannon Tweed from Night Fire. Shannon Tweed, who was Gene Simmons' wife in real life.
Yep.
Shannon Tweed will be my third.
Okay. I knew that you were a Shannon Tweed fan. Here's my third, and this one might kind of surprise you a little bit. Emily Jean Stone, otherwise known as Emma Stone.
Mm, okay.
Superbad is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love Superbad. Like, it's one of those that if it's on, I could be in the middle of working, and I would stop and watch. Or I might have to get up the next morning if it comes on at 1 o'clock. Yeah, I'm watching the whole thing. I mean, I cannot listen to Van Halen's Panama and not yell McLovin out through the top of my lungs. She is absolutely incredibly talented. She was also in Poor Things, you know, won a couple of Golden Globes, a couple of, you know, I think in a, like a, some British awards too, but I don't know. I've always enjoyed her work, and I think that she would just be super entertaining and funny as hell.
All right, and I'm going to give you a couple of honorable mentions for me.
I've got one honorable mention.
One of them is slightly younger than I am, but Jessica Chastain is unbelievable. But if I'm going to go a little bit younger, late 30s, Hillary Duff.
Okay. I can't hate on the Hillary Duff. I can't hate on the Hillary Duff. Not at all. Not at all. Fantastic artist.
Who was your honorable mention?
I'm going to switch Emma Stone with this one, the more that I'm thinking about it. This was someone who kind of revolutionized an entire wardrobe. I'm going to say two words and you're going to know. The Rachel. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Because the Rachel was like the haircut for women in the 90s. Like everybody wanted the Jennifer Aniston thing. She has aged very, very gracefully. She looks fantastic right now on the morning show. She just seems like the nicest person in the world. Like somebody that really doesn't deserve all of the crap that she's been getting. But yeah, give me Jennifer Aniston as my third.
The text line went in here from the 612. This woman, you talking about aging beautifully, Christie Brinkley. Oh my goodness! Like seriously.
Yeah. She has. Although Christie Brinkley was part of one of the best concerts that I ever saw. When I saw Billy Joel back in 1994 in the Fargo Dome, is right after they got divorced, and he was like, well, I'm not going to, you know, because some songs he wouldn't sing. And of course, he wouldn't sing Uptown Girl. And we're, you know, everybody's waiting for it. He's like, I won't sing Uptown Girl. Boo. Because of Christie Brinkley. Boo. That B. Everybody, yay. So we all booed Christie Brinkley. And then he went on to not play Uptown Girl. But yeah, she's also aged very nicely.
Unbelievable. By the way, Granny and Fridley says, Henry, I thought your number one was Shannon. She's not my number one, but she's definitely in my top three. The somebody says Linda Carter. Oh, no, we know who Wonder Woman is. We know who Wonder Woman is.
Yes, we do.
Somebody says Alyssa Milano.
Oh, Alyssa Milano.
Cindy Crawford. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's so many that can make
Jodie Sweetin, who was Stephanie Tanner on. Oh, yeah. See, now you're getting me into Topanga and Kelly Kapowski.
Let's go. Coming up next, we got Word on the Street right here.
Can we just do this?
On The Lake Show.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, we're getting ready to get into word on the street. I do want to give a shout out to the text line because somebody just had a drop the mic moment. From the 952. Megan Fox, pre the whole Machine Gun Kelly era, yeah, baby.
They ain't wrong.
Yeah, they ain't wrong. They all the way right. Man.
No.
Megan Fox is an all-timer.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating cookies. You know, those are crumbs I'd be willing to sleep on. John Stewart says he wants to stay at the Daily Show desk after his current contract expires in December. Over the weekend, he was on stage at the New Yorker Festival in Manhattan, where he was asked by David Remnick about his status as host of The Daily Show. And he said, we're working on staying, although he quickly added it's not as clear cut as all that. Now, he started to say that the media business is changing, perhaps alluding to the recent ownership changes at Comedy Central's parent, Paramount. However, Remnick asked, if it's up to you, you're staying. And Stewart said yes. Now, Paramount spokesperson declined to comment on Stewart's remarks. He first hosted The Daily Show from 1999 to 2015, returning last year to host on their Monday episodes. The satirical newscast correspondents have been taking turns filling in the rest of the week.
Yeah, I think that Jon Stewart's a good guy. And I think that he brings attention to the fight for democracy. And he fights for those who typically their voices are not heard.
He's the voice of the voiceless.
What he has done for those that have tried to survive 9/11, specifically firefighters and stuff like that, and those impacted by the health issues there, man, I just can't say enough of a thank you to Jon Stewart. He's been amazing that way.
I think the very fact that he only has to host one day a week and then they give it to, you know, whether it's a Michael Costa or Jordan Klepper, who, you know, Desi Leidick, you know, Josh Johnson, whoever. The very fact that he's there on one night and is still visible, I think is something that I think fans of that show are very thankful for. Because he can say things and maybe, I don't say get away with it, but he can word things and say things in a way that maybe a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Or they just don't have the ability to.
Yep.
Hey, an update from the Adrian Peterson situation. Police in Sugar Land, Texas, say Adrian Peterson fessed up to throwing back shots of vodka at a poker game early Sunday morning, just hours before he was arrested for a DWI. The officer who took Peterson into custody over the weekend wrote in court documents that the former NFL running back made the admission while the two were at a Sugar Land gas station at around 9:23 Sunday morning. Officer alleged in the documents he encountered Peterson asleep at the wheel of a running black Mercedes SUV that was next to some pumps and claimed once he woke up, the former Viking star, he reeked of booze and had bloodshot, glossy eyes, as well as slurred speech. Now, a witness who was at the poker game and photographed the football legend during one of the hands said he saw Peterson, quote, drinking like a fish. An additional witness said Peterson was at the game for hours, went back and forth from the poker game to his car to pick up money to place more bets.
I mean, is he hanging out with Chauncey Billups?
I mean, well, was this game rigged? I mean,
he kept going back to his vehicle for money?
Yeah, apparently Chauncey knows. That's his ATM. And at the gas station, Peterson's arresting officer claimed he said from a scale of 0 to being completely sober to 10 being intoxicated to the point of blacking out, Peterson stated that he was only a 2. followed by an eight.
So a witness said, and somebody who photographed him said he was drinking like a fish, and you thought it was okay for that guy to leave the game?
Yeah. Did somebody try and step in and talk to him and tell him, you know what, you're not good, you should take an Uber?
Like, seriously.
Or something?
By the way, real quickly, 2-1, the Blue Jays are up. Vladdy mm-hmm. Daddy Jr. hit a 2-run home run off of Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Good thing that Shohei didn't just intentionally walk him the next time he came up to the plate, because there was somebody on base.
Yeah.
And Vlad was up. Good thing they didn't intentionally walk him. He struck him out. That's what you do.
How many times have they intentionally walked
Ohtani? If you're scared, get a bodyguard.
Now, how many times have they?
If you're scared, get a bodyguard.
No, you didn't answer my question. How many times have they intentionally walked Ohtani tonight?
That's the point I'm making.
Have they walked him?
That's the point I'm making.
They pitched to Ohtani, though, right?
That's the point I'm making. Thank you for making my point.
No,
you're making my point.
I'm not making your point at all.
No, you are.
Oh, my God. Build a bridge and get over it. We're back to clutching the pearls. But no, I'm not making your point.
You want to double the bet?
No, your point's ridiculous.
Do you want to double the bet?
Not even making any sense.
Do you want to double the bet? That's what I thought.
No, this is not gerrymandering a bet, okay? We're not gerrymandering a bet. I mean, maybe Jeff will still take you up on that.
I'm talking to you.
I'm not gerrymandering nothing, okay? You honor the terms of what was agreed on.
We're going to honor the terms.
Yeah, you're damn right we're going to honor the terms.
I ain't scared.
Oh, I know you ain't scared. I ain't scared.
Never scared.
I ain't scared. Vladdy Daddy, hell yeah.
Let's go.
Best player in the world, Shohei Ohtani.
All right, let's go.
We can't get Vladdy out. Hey, speaking of best in the world, speed with, you know, Sandra Bullock and Chuck Spadina. Well, it almost was Chuck Spadina because Keanu Reeves appeared on the latest episode of the New Heights podcast, and he revealed that he almost went by the stage name of Chuck Spadina. That's almost as bad as Buck Naked. Now, the star who was born in Beirut, Lebanon, and grew up in Toronto. Oh, it's a sign. It's a sign. He recounted moving to Los Angeles as a 20-year-old and finding a manager who wanted him to change his name. Actor who's promoting his new film, Good Fortune, didn't love the idea, viewed it as a welcome to Hollywood moment. He recalled, quote, I remember I was walking on the beach and I was like, my name? What if I change my name? What? He then tried to come up with some alternatives. My middle name is Charles, so I was like, Chuck? And I grew up on a street called Spadina, therefore Chuck Spadina. Ultimately, he became Casey Reeves, which didn't thrill him. Now, Jason and Travis Kelce have a track record of getting Hollywood stars to share stories about stage names that never came to be. Last month, Leonardo DiCaprio appeared on the podcast with his One Battle After Another co-star, Benicio Del Toro, and spoke about his name being too ethnic as an actor. He told he was instead dubbed Lenny Williams. So he's 12, 13 years old, and he's like, what is Lenny Williams? We took your middle name. We made it. Now you're Lenny. And thankfully, that one didn't stick either.
Oh, my God.
Lenny Caprio.
That's funny.
Chuck Spadina. Like, who comes up
Spadina.
With that? Spadina.
Spadina.
Chuck oh, Spadina. Like Funky Cold Spadina.
Chuck Spadina.
Funky Cold Spadina. Mm-mm.
All right. That's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather one final time. And let's talk SNAP benefits next. Yeah, you heard Chris talking. My mic was hot, and I don't know what he was doing over there, people. I apologize.
Yeah,
but
me
welcome
too.
Back to the Lake Show. Final 20 minutes of the show. SNAP benefits in the news. We've got the government shut down. States are suing the Trump administration to keep SNAP benefits during the government shutdown.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I would say this. Nothing says being Christ-like and loving others more than stopping American SNAP benefits. Think about that. We're in a government shutdown, and now's the time to just say, no, we're SNAP benefits, out of here. Like, that's why it's so, it's insane when people try to interject religion on other people anyway. But like, you've seen these delusional, insane people, right? These people are crazy, that have, leading up to elections, whatever, that will say that God sent this candidate or whatever. But seriously,
like, he's a divine being doing the Lord's work.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But SNAP benefits, which is supplemental nutrition assistance programs, providing food stamps to more than 40 million Americans. To me, just, I know that we're in a government shutdown, but to me, this is not something that helps Americans. It doesn't help us. As much as a MAGA voter or a Trump loyalist will scream out America first, most things that Donald Trump does isn't America first. Most things that he does, it's for his close, wealthy supporters. The Jeff Bezos of the world. The Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. Like, if there was ever a picture in the dictionary of political corruption, it's going to have Donald Trump's face there. To me, the bigger point here is not about political corruption. It's more about being willing to not support Americans in a tough time when they need it the most. And all this stuff, and we've been hearing this for a while, from people that say, oh, you want a handout? Oh, you want a bailout? And all these. I mean, I guess if you want to say handout, bailout, whatever, however you want to frame it, with farmers, I mean, that would technically be a handout, would it not? My point is this. Why would you not continue to give people assistance in everybody's time of need right now? Like, we're not in a good place. Groceries are up.
No.
So
that's not true.
That's not true?
Donald Trump has never told a lie in his life. Never told a lie. Groceries, I don't know where you're getting your information from, Henry. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
And I am blessed and I'm lucky because I don't have to, you know, I don't have to utilize SNAP. But I say this for the people that do. Like, there are people in this. That's why I will fundamentally always have an issue in this country with so many people being homeless and so many people not having the things that they need to live a good life.
And the basics.
And I don't want to hear this stuff about, well, if you just go to college and you just do this and you do that or whatever, you'll be. No, that's a bunch of crap. Because there are people that just, they do the best that they can. And for whatever reason, they just can't get over the hump. First off, the way things are going in this country with grocery prices and cost of living and all that stuff, not everybody is going to be able to afford the things that you and I have. That's just a fact.
Very much of, yeah.
So, you know, so this all just pick yourselves up by the bootstraps. I don't hear farmers yelling at right now about soybeans. Just pick up yourself by the bootstraps. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not saying that they should say that. Because they should be ticked off that they're getting screwed over. They should be ticked off that other countries are getting money from America and they're not getting jack. Right? They should be ticked off. But this here, I don't. Help me make sense of this, Chris.
There's a really, really good article by Karen Tolkien at the Minnesota Star Tribune website. It's in the greater Minnesota area. So she talks about what it is like when you go through the process for applying for food assistance. And it is a very telling column about going and having an education and having dual incomes. A college graduate who has a hard time finding a job that will pay you a livable wage. And that's on top of all of the other stuff that's going on. It is a fantastic article. And it talks about, you know, feeling ashamed. And poverty is a story of where you live. And this is someone who grew up in Plymouth in the 80s. Plymouth is a, you know, I mean, we know Plymouth is, you know, northeastern suburbs. It's a nice, nice area.
Home of Chad Arbin.
Yep. Income not covering expenses, having to struggle just day to day with a wood stove, trying to figure out how you are going to make ends meet, but having a college education and not having to deal with a catastrophe like some other people do. Again, from Karen Tolkien at the Star Tribune. It is a very good column. And this is someone who lives in outer Minnesota, and it is a very revealing piece that it's not about the get a job, okay? This is not about getting a job. You can have two or three or four jobs and still be stressed all to hell because you can't make ends meet, and you need a little bit of help. You might, Henry, it's like in sports, you have the ball at the 5-yard line. Sometimes you need a little help to get the ball across the goal line.
And I'm all for giving people a little bit of help.
Sometimes you need a food tush push, right? This is what you need. People need that little bit of help. And it's not like these benefits are going to alcohol and cigarettes and hookers and blow and all this stuff. It's like these are cereals, fruits, vegetables, meats, everything that you need on a daily basis. And we're supposed to be the richest nation in the world. And we can't even afford to feed our own citizens. Like, I don't want to think about, just because we're not food insecure, there are a lot of people that are, and I would be willing to give up some of mine if it helped others sleep at night knowing that they had food in their fridge.
Absolutely, 100%. And let me say this. I think that there's something that I've seen here in the last week that I typically have never seen before in our country. And it is, and this is a sentiment that I didn't think was really going to be a thing. And the sentiment is this. The sentiment is, farmers, you screwed yourselves, so screw off. Which, that's heartbreaking to hear. Now, I get it, man. When you have a certain demographic, okay, a certain voter, that knew that they were playing with fire with Donald Trump.
But they didn't believe it.
And they went ahead, and because a lot of the stuff they were told could potentially happen, but they voted for him anyway. Right now in the last week, you cannot believe the amount of people that are like, you messed around and found out, and you don't deserve to get bailed out. That sentiment is something that I think is new. Because most times we're very empathetic and we look at people and we're like, you know what, man, you made a bad mistake, but you know what, we want you to get past it. There are a lot of people, man, that are like, nah, screw that, dude. You intentionally screwed yourself and in turn have screwed so many people in this country. And I'm like, man, that's a very sad place to be.
It is, and it's not like you want people to feel this pain, because
you don't want people to hurt.
We don't want people.
Because it impacts all of us.
I'm sorry. That's my bleeding heart. That's my bleeding heart, that I don't want people to suffer. I'm sorry. I'm hugging a tree while I'm also talking about this. Okay. At the end of the day, farmers are such a vital part.
Yep.
They are the catalyst for a lot of what happens in this nation. And a lot of you messed up by voting for the guy that is hurting your businesses. I'm so sorry for that, because you guys are the ones that are just so incredibly vital.
I don't want
as
you
a part
screwed.
Of the food chain.
I don't want us screwed.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, it's a catch 22, because people need to learn you got to realize that sometimes you make mistakes and you got to learn, but this is not one of the lessons, because we all have to pay.
Yep. All right. Final segment, final couple of minutes, actually, of the Lake Show coming up next. All right. Final, literally like 2 minutes of the show. Quickly, man, I hope that the Minnesota Wild can come all the way back and win this game, because the vibe around Wild hockey right now is not good. It's not good. After one period, they were trailing 2-0. They have come back and tied this game up at 2-2. Hopefully, they can exit tonight with a victory, dude. Seriously. It's 2-2 after two periods. They're facing Winnipeg at Grand Casino Arena. I just want them to get it done, because I feel like right now, the negativity around the Minnesota Wild, it is building here, man. And we just kicked it off this season.
Yeah, I think, considering the quality of the team tonight, I give you, if you could just get points. I think you need points, not even a win.
No, you need points. A win. You need, points is, you need a win.
See, I disagree. A win would be nice, but I think where this team is at, just get points, get this thing to overtime. Just play the next 20 minutes, play it at even Steven. And, I mean, I think the worst thing that you can take out of this is a loss. I mean, obviously, that's...
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
But, I mean, you gotta get something
out of it. You lost three consecutive
games. Yeah, and
you need a win.
And that's what I'm saying. Just get a point out of it. Stop the losing streak. Right? This can be the Cowboys and the Packers tying at 40. I don't care. Just get a point.
I hear you.
Get a point out of it.
All right, that's going to wrap up the show. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Full show yet again, 6 until 9, right here on The Good Neighbor.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.